Exclusive: Child airlifted to Texas hospital after migrant group pushes through border razor wire. By Randy Clark on December 1, 2024. Eagle Pass, Texas. Border Patrol agents and Texas National Guard soldiers ordered a medical airlift on Sunday morning for a migrant child seriously injured in a razor wire barrier along the border. The child was injured as a large migrant group pushed their way through after a standoff with guardsmen. As migrants become increasingly aware that opportunities to cross the Rio Grande and gain release into the United States are quickly dissipating after the recent presidential election, a rush of large groups is being seen in Texas. On Sunday, a group of 220 migrants forced their way through the razor wire, resulting in severe injuries to one migrant child that ultimately required a life flight to a major city more than 150 miles away from the border. Despite the best efforts of Texas Army National Guard soldiers to deter the group from crossing the river and entering the United States north of the small Texas border town of Eagle Pass, the group ultimately managed to breach the border wire and gain entry. In a DHS report reviewed by Breitbart Texas, a timeline of events revealed what occurred as the group of more than 200 migrants pushed northward against the Texas Army National Guard soldiers. According to the report, shortly after 9 a.m., soldiers attempted to repel the group using pepper ball munitions. In a standoff that lasted more than an hour, the group made landfall and attempted to breach the razor wire installed by the state of Texas to deter migrant entries. Among the group of migrants breaching the wire was a migrant described only as a child. The report did not indicate the age, name, or nationality of the child. According to the report, at approximately 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, the Border Patrol received a notification from the Texas Army National Guard that a child was injured as he crossed through the concertina/razor wire. The injuries to the child were to the extent that responding Border Patrol agents and Texas Army National Guard soldiers summoned a medical life flight to transport the child to San Antonio, Texas for advanced medical care. The report indicates the child and the child's mother was transported to a San Antonio medical facility for evaluation and treatment of the injuries sustained during the illegal border crossing. Breitbart Texas posted near the crossing site where the incident occurred and captured photos as a large migrant group crossed on Sunday. The ground and drone photos captured show a large group being apprehended by the Border Patrol and buses staged in preparation to transport the multiple large groups of migrants crossing the Rio Grande north of the small border city. Note: the photo above of a child being handed over the wire is from a prior crossing. Breitbart Texas spoke to Texas Department of Public Safety spokesperson Lieutenant Chris Olivares, who says the lack of concern by migrant parents for the safety and well-being of their children is astonishing. "We have prosecuted several cases of child endangerment involving parents who push their children into the dangerous Rio Grande and attempt to cross barriers the state has installed," Olivares stated. "Despite our best efforts, some parents are willing to put their children's lives in great peril to get across the border." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.